Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. That was 24 hours ago when we let off the final hour of the show. Not sure what we were going to get from Scottie Pippen. We got more than what we planned on. We'll check in with the Chicago reaction to Scottie Pippen. This took over Chicago sports radio yesterday. There are a few things that were said by Scottie yesterday. He talked about Michael Jordan being selfish, wanting to go play baseball. He talked about Phil Jackson trying to expose Kobe, writing a book. He accused Phil Jackson of being a racist. He talked about the 1994 playoff game where Tony Kukoc took the last shot, and he didn't back off. Phil Jackson wanted Tony Kukoc, who's white, to have that opportunity to have the game-winning shot. And I just thought it was interesting where Scottie was talking about Scottie in third person, when he's also talking about Michael Jordan being selfish and Scottie taking himself out of the game. Here is his comment about Michael Jordan wanting to go play baseball. What did you think when he said he was going to go play baseball?
I didn't really think about it. I was really focused on my own craft at that time. But I thought
it was a big decision, though.
Yeah, it was a big decision. But it's a selfish decision. But it was kind of who Michael Jordan was. And that was a guy that kind of believed that he can do anything on his own.
Now, he was honest about him, giving an opinion about Michael, and most people are afraid to be honest about Michael. Most people afraid to be honest about Tiger Woods. He's saying that that was a selfish move by Michael Jordan. He also talked about Phil Jackson and what he did or tried to do to Kobe Bryant.
Jackson left the Lakers, wrote a book on Kobe Bryant, and then came back and coached him. I mean, who would do that? You name someone in professional sports that would do that. You know? I think he tried to expose Kobe in a way that he shouldn't have. You're the head coach, and you're the guy that sits in the locker room and tells the players, this is a circle, and everything stays within the circle. Because that's what team is about. But you as the head coach, open it up. And now you go out and you try to belittle, at that time, probably one of the greatest players in the game.
Well, it feels like he's disloyal. I don't know if that makes him a racist.
Well, that's your
way
of putting it out. And I have my way. I was in the locker room with him. I was in practices with him. You're looking for him afar.
I needed other examples there. If you're going to put that label on Phil Jackson, we did reach out to Phil to see if he wanted to come on. We reached out to former teammates of Scotty back in 1994. Everybody declined, which I certainly understand it. I just wanted to be fair to everybody in this situation. But I wonder if the Bulls get together for a reunion, and Chicago loves to have a reunion when they win a championship. I would love to get that opportunity just to listen in, just to eavesdrop on that kind of conversation there. You know, the thought of that Phil is giving the ball to Tony Kukoc, you know, had racism. It's not being fair to Phil in that moment where he's trying to win a game. I think you're down 2-0. And Tony Kukoc gave you a better chance. Scotty was just offended that, hey, the game's on the line, I get the ball. Well, the best player doesn't always get the ball. Sometimes the best player understands what's best for the team is, I might have to be a decoy here. I mean, Reggie Miller said that. Hey, there were times when I had to be a decoy. And he's the guy you want to take the shot. But this is a situation that Scotty probably was like, I've emerged from Michael's shadow. I'm going to lead this team to the NBA Finals, which would have been an incredible moment in his career. And it feels like those 1.8 seconds have stayed with him for 27 years. And Chicago fans never forgot that he wanted to sit down those 1.8 seconds. And I guess just imagine holding on to that, that you know that people remember you for sitting. He won 6 titles. But if I said, give me the individual moment for Scottie Pippen. Now you can say, hey, had a dunk over Patrick Ewing in the postseason. Okay. I'm going to guess there are a lot of basketball fans. If I had a singular moment with Scottie Pippen, it might be that. Maybe not fair, but that's the one you remember. Scottie was one of those players that you didn't realize how great he was until after the game when you just saw the box score, because he filled up every category for you. He was a wonderful defender, passer, rebounder, scorer. He wasn't a great shooter, but he was a very capable scorer. But you emerge from Michael's shadow, and not many do. I'm going to take this team to the NBA Finals. Maybe we'll win a title without Michael. And then you have that moment in his mind being taken from you. And it was a selfish move by him. He was also saying that Michael Jordan was selfish when Michael wanted to go play baseball. Michael Jordan never goes away. These stories always come back. And it goes back to last year during the pandemic. A whole different generation saw that Scotty signed a bad contract, that Mike did everything well, right, great, and everybody else had flaws. But Scotty's holding on to that. I don't know what his book is going to be like coming out this fall, but I'm curious if there's bombshells. I'm assuming there will be, because it feels like if I was able to sit in a room and we had, let's say, a couple hours for 3 or 4 days where we're just talking, that you could get into some pretty deep stuff and some things that he feels like he was slighted on. I'm going to guess that book will probably have a few more of these headline-worthy stories there. We'll check in with Chicago's reaction to this. We often look at NBA players with injuries facing a catch-22, because if you play, you risk making it worse. Or you don't perform the way you should, and then people wonder why you're even out there. And you got Trae Young. He's listed as questionable for tonight's Eastern Conference game against the Bucks. He stepped on an official's foot, twisted his ankle in Game 3. We love to romanticize the Kurt Gibson comes to the plate against Dennis Eckersley. Willis Reed is limping out there in the 1970 NBA Finals. You forget Willis scored 4 points in that game. He was named MVP, but he scored 4 points. The Hawks are going to need a lot more than 4 points from Trae Young to beat the Milwaukee Bucks. And they're already shorthanded going into this series. But it's a situation where, what can you ask of Trae Young? And without him, can you generate enough offense? There was a comment last night made by Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, and they're always complaining about this NBA is a lot softer than when they coached and they played. Here is their comments last night.
I am sick of the sissification of the game. That's not a flagrant foul. He contested, he fouled him. Shoot your two free throws.
No, that's not just a contest. That's a slap in the face. He understood what he was doing.
They're talking about Patrick Beverley sweeping the legs. He went Karate Kid with Chris Paul. Chris Paul was looking for contact there, and Patrick Beverley, he got caught going over a pick, DeAndre Ayton pick, and then the momentum kept, you know, kind of slid him into Chris Paul's legs, and it was called a flagrant foul. Yes, McLovin.
First of all, Ayton took about 9 steps on that supposed pick, and he was climbing over Ayton's gigantic leg. It was just it was not a typical Patrick Beverley flagrant foul. This is like the whole
what is a typical Patrick Beverley flagrant foul? How about when Devin Booker had his nose broken in 3 places? Was that a flagrant foul? Oh, that's right. It wasn't called.
Yeah, even that. I don't know if that's a flagrant. Then they called a flagrant on Cam Johnson, which just moved his elbow and just happened to hit a guy. I don't understand flagrant, really. Like, what does it mean? Did you have to intentionally hurt the person?
I guess there has to be intent. And then judging intent. Did Patrick Beverley intentionally try to hurt Chris Paul? I don't think so. In fact, he mocked Chris Paul when he got up, and then he patted himself on. He patted Chris Paul on the rear end to say, "All right, good for you, man. You sold it." Yeah, Paul.
I think though, Mark Jackson and Van Gundy, they complain a lot about the friendliness of the sport, the fact that guys are hugging and kissing between periods and having fun, and it doesn't seem to be vital, important. Like a playoff game, there should be no friendships. There should be hard fouls. And the refs shouldn't be so protective that a guy got knocked on his backside.
Well, it has to change. It had to change from the way it was, you know, back in the 90s. You know, the way the Knicks used to play, the way the Cavs used to play. Like, it was not fun. It was not great basketball. Now they've given the offense too much freedom. It's just like, you know, pro football. I can't put my hands on you. You know, after 5 yards, you know, I mean, it's really impossible to try to cover somebody. It's really difficult to cover somebody in the NBA. You know, if you're a scorer, you become an even greater scorer, it feels like, with today's rules. And I think that's what they lament. They want to see actual basketball where you can guard somebody. If I put my hand on you, that's a foul. I'm not allowed to do any of that stuff. Yeah, McLovin.
I've seen some complaints about pick and rolls becoming too predictable. It's like the only play in the
game. Yes, it is. It is. Absolutely. When you watch a game, notice the number of pick and rolls. And all you want to do is get your big guy alone on an island. That's it. Yeah, Todd.
And if you're going to continue to call everything like that, do you make it 7 fouls for fouling out? 8? You got to do something on one side of it.
A couple of phone calls here. Caleb in Oregon. Hey, Caleb, what's on your mind today?
Dana, 510-199. Just calling with the whole Scottie Pippen thing going on. I don't think this justifies it, but his son did pass away a couple months ago, so he's still, you know, most likely in a pretty dark place right now. And so I think that kind of sheds a little light into his mindset. And I'm sure we'd all be in that same place if we suffered the loss of the same thing.
But Caleb, and thank you. And yes, it was brought up, but I wanted to have him on. I didn't know if he was. Obviously, you lose a child, you're in a dark, dark place. But I just wanted to see if it was real what he said to GQ, like the context of what he said. I was just trying to be fair to him. And I didn't know if he wanted to clarify it because it just sort of hung out there. And everybody jumped on the, oh, he's criticizing Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's not a team player. And I go, are you guys crazy? Who gives a damn what Scotty thinks of Kevin Durant? I mean, he said LeBron's a little bit better. He's a better team player. Like, what's crazy about that? Is LeBron a better all-around player? Does he make others better? Yes, that's not controversial. Now, is Kevin a great team player? Well, he doesn't have to have the most shots. He's never had the most shots in the league, even when he led the league in scoring. So Scotty can have his opinion, but when you have an opinion on a coach who's one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time in the sport, and you call him a racist, now we have a conversation. This is a topic here. And that's why I said the media totally misread this, that they focused on, Scotty, did you hear what he said about Charles Barkley? Did you hear what he had to say, you know, about Kevin Durant? I went, did you hear what he had to say about Phil Jackson? He called him a racist. And that's why I thought, okay, let me have him on. Now, I know going through a divorce, loses a child. I understand all of that. Hell, I was even throwing in midlife crisis. Like, I didn't know, but I wanted to at least ask the question. So instead of speculating, which most of us do in the media, I wanted to at least ask him. That's all. And whatever his answer was, that's his answer. I'm trying to understand it, just like I'm trying to understand why he loves LeBron and doesn't like KD. Like, okay. It's his opinion. But when your opinion labels Phil Jackson a racist, that's heavy. That's heavy. I just wanted more details just to be fair to the story. And to be fair to Scotty. Because I don't know if he understood the magnitude of it. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't care. He said he doesn't have any contact with Phil Jackson. Yeah, Paul.
It is funny. If you listen later in the interview, he goes, Dan, this is stuff that happened 25 years ago. I'm not bothered by it. I don't think about it. We get along fine now. But he it's almost like he was telling us of what he thought at the time. And we think he still thinks it. It doesn't match to me sometimes.
Yeah, but he was talking about him and Michael.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Now. We don't talk about that.
When he launched his bourbon, who shows up? Tony Kukoc shows up. So he doesn't have a problem with Tony Kukoc. He has a problem with Phil Jackson. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up and how this is playing in the city of Chicago. Back after this, 16 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. M Drive, Boost and Burn. It's a daily supplement that can help you drop those unwanted pounds, give you the energy boost that you need for your summer plans. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, M Drive Boost and Burn helps you build lean muscle and burn body fat. You can find M-Drive Boost and Burn at Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Vitamin Shoppe. Also, mdrivedan.com. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, so nothing to lose except for some pounds. Get lean, get strong, look your best. Go to mdrivedan.com, and it's tough to keep the weight off as you get older. Fight back. M-Drive Boost and Burn. Get ready for everything that summer brings. Todd likes to bring out his Speedo, and that's where you bring out M-Drive Boost and Burn. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive, available online at mdrivedan.com or Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. M-Drive Boost and Burn. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. you know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
4th of July just got a little louder. Celebrate Independence Day, IndyCar at Mid-Ohio. Then NASCAR lights up Road America Sunday on NBC. Oh, Todd's got a limerick, the Clippers over the Suns. Do you want to do that now or do you want to wait? We should tease that, right?
Yeah, let's keep that going for a while.
Yeah, that'll keep people in their cars.
Wise guy.
Todd's going to have a limerick about the Clippers and the Suns.
I think it's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Oh, you see what I did?
Yeah.
Suns, hot.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. I'm going to guess, is there a playoff P mention in?
There very well may be.
All right.
Why don't you just ruin the whole thing for me?
Sorry. Mark Silverman is the co-host of Sylvie and Waddle, the very popular ESPN 1000 radio show in Chicago. And Sylvie joining us on the program. When did you realize that what you were going to talk about on Monday was going to change after the interview with Scottie Pippen?
Right after your interview is done, you know, we obviously were on this. As you joked yesterday, Dan, this is a gift to Chicago sports radio. And so we thank you for that personally. Friday, we were all over it, too. And the joke, Waddle has always said to me, you know, he's the former Bear. He's lived here forever. So he's a Chicagoan, but he doesn't get what we get. For me as a sports fan. And then I covered the last 3 Bulls championships as a reporter, young reporter down the dial, that I always get worked up about Scotty, that a lot of the times I've defended Scotty. I have fought for years on ESPN 1000 about Scotty getting his due, that Scotty not being just a top 50 player, but being a top 30 player, Scotty being a revolutionary player. And then now all of a sudden I felt like a scorned lover, and it's really broken my heart regarding all the bitterness that he has shown. And your interview just took it to this whole new level that GQ couldn't go, especially with the way he was talking to you.
But he believes what he's saying, but nobody believes him.
Right. Right. And it's kind of like a buddy, Dan. We all have him. We all know him. That he says, oh, this person in my life sucks. This person in my life is not loyal. This person in my life isn't good for business. Well, maybe if you've got all these people who are bad, maybe it's you. maybe you need to look in the mirror. And I've always found it interesting. We know he hated Krause. They didn't love Jerry Reinsdorf as the owner, and he was the guy who signed the checks. But we always thought they had a bond with Michael and Scotty and Phil, and that they were loyal together, even if it was just with a common denominator of disliking management. But now Scotty thinks that Michael's selfish and that Phil was a racist. Who's left standing? And maybe it's Scotty that's the issue here. And I think it's sad. I really like he wants to sell bourbon and he wants to sell books, but I just don't think that's a reason to go and ruin the relationships of one of the greatest teams of all time.
Yeah, I was just trying to understand the logic of all of this, and I couldn't help but go back to April, last April, Sylvie. And if that documentary doesn't come out, is Scottie Pippen saying what he's saying this week?
It's funny because we had a great relationship with Jason Hare, the director, and I know he reached out to Waddle yesterday. They knew each other from BC. Jason, the director, was a BC ball boy, so he knew Waddle when he was a player. And I think he felt a little guilty at the way Scotty came across. And my whole rationale has been the documentary didn't make Scotty look that way. Scotty made himself look that way, just like Scotty made himself look that way yesterday. There are so many great things in Scottie Pippen's career. And I think, unlike others from the 90s, Dan, where you see this new way of playing basketball, I think the appreciation has grown for Scotty through the years, that we realize, wow, this guy was the first. This guy is exactly the way the modern day basketball player was. But, you know, I think it's just an excuse going back to the documentary. And this whole notion that Michael commissioned it and Michael got the documentary he wanted. I'm a Michael fan. I covered Michael. I think after watching all the episodes, we come away saying, boy, Michael was kind of a bully. Michael could have been a big jerk. Michael, a lot of times, was in it for Michael. We still look at him highly, but I don't think that the documentary was a fluff piece to Michael Jordan.
What was your show like yesterday with local reaction?
You know, it's full phones. Everyone wants to talk about it. You know, we have a hot baseball in town. The Sox are good. The Cubs are good. We got Justin Fields, finally. Maybe you'll have me on to talk about a quarterback that's good finally in Chicago. But yeah, I mean, this is – and like I reached out to Wilbon yesterday because I think he feels like me. And he said, obviously, being in Phoenix, it doesn't resonate in Phoenix. But in Chicago, just like a year ago, Dan, when we're sitting in the pandemic, and we're rehashing arguments that are 22 years old or 25 years old, we're doing the same thing a year later in 2021. It's amazing and it's sad. I mean, again, like the 85 Bears, Buddy Ryan and Mike Ditka hated each other. And now maybe we're finding out that one of the greatest all-time American sports teams all hated each other.
But you're messing with a brand. That's what Scotty's doing. You're messing with a scrapbook for people. And I think that's what probably bothers fans is, no, we choose to remember this team, these moments like this. Don't disrupt this. You know, now all of a sudden we're looking and, you know, Michael is orchestrating Steve Kerr's last second shot against Utah. And Phil wanted Tony in there because he's white to take the shot. And that's a lot. That's a lot to unpack.
It's a lot to unpack, and I couldn't believe, like, the Phil stuff, and they fought for Phil. All they did was fight for Phil, and now, 20-plus years later, you're coming out. But the Kerr stuff, Dan, the Kerr stuff, I don't understand how you orchestrate something. All that is game planning. You know what? Orchestrating a play, whether it's for the cameras or not, you orchestrated a way to clinch a championship by finding Steve Kerr for the open shot. So it wasn't about making Michael look good. It was about winning that fifth title at that time and setting Steve Kerr up for the best shot, whether or not, you know, he was playing to the cameras a little bit more. Look, we all know athletes. They even say it. When they get mic'd up, sometimes mic'd up athletes are a little more outgoing or will play to the cameras. Brady's done it. Russell Wilson's done it. Maybe he was playing it up a little bit more. But what did it lead to? It led to a championship clinching shot that wasn't his. And I don't know why Scotty could ever argue with that.
Did anybody have a problem with John Paxson taking a shot against the Phoenix Suns? I mean, I go back and I start to do inventory here. Like, wait, who took the last shot? Oh, John Paxson, he's white. I mean, crazy.
It's crazy. And Dan, there's like to the point about the documentary and whether it was orchestrated. There's a very famous moment from the Bulls championship 91 video, the first championship against the Lakers. I'm a nerd like this. I watched this video like 100 times in college. And Phil turns to Michael in the fourth quarter. He goes, Michael, who's open? And Michael didn't answer. Then he repeated himself. Michael, who's open? He goes, Pax. And he goes, give the ball to Pax. And Pax ended up scoring 10 or 12 points in the fourth quarter to clinch game five. They win their first championship. So, you know, I'm all for orchestrating championships. I think we could all use more of those.
How's your quarterback situation there, Sylvie?
I love it. Finally, I think I maybe have a quarterback that we can all love together. Like Cutler, Pippen is similar to Cutler. They're both as polarizing as they come. So, Jay, if you go in Chicago and you ask 100 people, did you love Cutler or did you hate Cutler? You're going to get a 50-50 split. Another one of these sports radio things that if we open up, the phone lines would go crazy. The only problem I have with Matt Nagy is he's not giving the opportunity of Justin Fields to win the job. I didn't like that he said, no, Justin Fields has no chance. I get it. It's hard. And maybe he can't win the job right away and that Andy Dalton is better from the start. But give the kid a chance to win it. And I think you're limiting yourself by saying he can't win the job.
Glad you're doing better. My best to Waddle there. And thanks for joining us.
You got it, Dan. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
And you're welcome for yesterday.
Thank you again. We've always appreciated it. The gift.
Yes. That's Mark Silverman, Sylvie and Waddle, ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Cody in Texas. Hi, Cody. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just, after listening to the interview yesterday, I thought it was so interesting that the same night, you know, very serendipitously, we have Paul George, who is pretty much playing a Scottie Pippen role on the team, who's being ostracized for almost 2 years about playoff P. He goes out and scores 41 points. And all these older players, you know, seem to talk about that, you know, it's a different league, and a lot of these players would have had a tough time in their league. And if I could have talked to Scotty, I would just want to ask him, hey, could you handle being under the microscope the way these players are with social media in the modern era? And thanks for taking my call, Dan. Hope you have a good day.
All right, Cody. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know the answer to it, but they were in the spotlight. We just didn't have social media. But the Bulls were... I'm trying to think if there was another team that you wanted to see, even if they were going to come in and beat your team. And I truly believe that during the regular season, there was this fascination with the Chicago Bulls. When you had Rodman and you had Michael, you had Phil, like, you know you're going to lose. It's, we want to see a show, you know, when we lose. And it never felt like you hated the Bulls. You know, the 2015 Warriors had a fascination about them as well. The 80s Lakers had a fascination. Like, you were seeing something. And, you know, I'm trying to think how many sports teams in history were they this fast? I'm going to guess Babe Ruth and the Yankees. Maybe the late 90s Yankees, where you were getting to see future Hall of Famers, star power, that you went out to see them play. Because the Bulls were like that. The Bulls were a fascinating draw on the road. And you knew the result. The question is, how much are we going to lose by? Is it going to be 9? Is it going to be 15? We were going to lose, but maybe Michael posterized somebody. Yeah, Seton.
Maybe the Heat with Dwayne Wade and LeBron?
No, because LeBron joined and made him a super team. And I think people had a problem with that. Like when Durant joined the Warriors, we weren't as fascinated with them. You know, when it was Draymond and it was Steph and it was Clay, we're like, oh, yeah, they drafted all of those guys. Miami was like, yeah, LeBron had to join. You know, Chris Bosh, they had to join the Miami Heat. Yeah, McLovin.
I have a random one. Noah's a hot ticket was a very early Shaq when he first came to the NBA. We all wanted to go see this guy play.
You can go back to Penny Hardaway, too. That was those two together, and it didn't last long, but that could have been a fascinating duo. You know, Penny got hurt, but boy, they could have changed the NBA, too. Yeah, Paul.
I remember as a kid, the Dallas Cowboys, and I think everybody remembers that. Dallas Cowboys felt like...
I hated the Cowboys.
Not hate or like. They were a brand, and they were stars. Like, Roger Staubach was a superstar.
Yeah, but I didn't want to see you unless I was seeing you lose.
Well, the Bears played the Cowboys at home in, like, the early 80s, and I can remember there was no way to get a ticket because it was the Cowboys coming to town. Or Pittsburgh Steelers with Harris and Swan and Stallworth and Bradshaw. They felt like household names. Terry Bradshaw was in Burt Reynolds movies. Those guys were household names.
Yeah, but I just think there's Steeler fans and Packer fans and Cowboy fans all over the United States. They're already going to be at the game. There are times when you could go to a game and you go, who's the home team here? Because Pittsburgh Steeler fans travel. But that didn't mean when they came into Cincinnati that I didn't go, I hope the Bengals beat them, but they don't have any. I didn't go, boy, can't wait to see Bradshaw throw three touchdown passes. It was like, I hope they knock him out. But the Bulls were different. You know, they just were. Ty in Louisiana. Hi, Ty. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hey, bud.
I am as excited as Bobby Boucher calling in to talk to Captain Insano.
All right.
But I have a worse, since we're on nicknames about playoff T, is when George Costanza gave himself the nickname T-Bone.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ty.
Long way.
Yeah. Wow. All right. I was thinking like Mr. Inconsistency is a nickname. Like, you know, that would be good. You don't have to live up to expectations.
No pressure.
Yeah, they just like, hey, what's your nickname? Mr. Inconsistency. Paul, Mr. Inconsistency Pass.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're not ninth in the lineup.
Yeah, there's no expectations there. Yes, Todd.
And if you happen to have a good day, you're expected to have a crummy day the next day. So it all balances out. You're inconsistent.
Yeah, there's no guarantee pressure. Tomorrow. I was decent today. May not be that good tomorrow. Luke in Pennsylvania. Hi, Luke.
Hi. I'm 11. My name's Luke. I'm 5 foot and I'm 95 pounds solid muscle.
I like it.
So I have a question. What's your opinion on Bryce Harper and the style he plays and like why he's always hurt?
Well, thank you, Luke. Probably with the style that he plays is why he's always hurt. You know, that fascination with Bryce Harper, it didn't go to another level. He got that new contract when he left the Nationals, but I don't know if he's must-see TV the way he was with the Nationals. Because it felt like there was something, like, you got to watch this guy. I remember I'd get into arguments, not discussions, I should say. You know, why you think Mike Trout's better than Bryce Harper? And I go, yes. Yeah, but, you know, Bryce has got charisma. I said, okay. And he's got style. And I go, okay. If that's what you want on your team, then Bryce Harper's for you. But I'll take Mike Trout. And, you know, he signs that contract. And while I look at that contract, in the moment I went, boy, that's a lot of money for Bryce Harper in a long period of time. He's 28. And that contract may turn out to be team friendly. We may look at that and go, oh, they got him for that. I mean, Mike Trout, I think the Angels are on the book for $430 million. Okay? I guess he earns every bit of it. I mean, he's top five MVP, but like, how do you earn $430 million? By just putting up good numbers? Shohei Ohtani is going to, whatever he gets, after next year, he's a free agent. What's Shohei Ohtani going to be worth? Because that is a... Let's go out and see him. Let's go out to batting practice and watch. He's not pitching. He's only hitting tonight. How many guys are like that? Tatis is like that. Like, do you have five, seven? You know, can you put Vlad Guerrero in there? I mean, Acuña. Like, I don't know. There aren't that many players. that you go, I'm going to tune in to watch that guy. Yeah, Paul.
Bryce Harper's Phillies contract is Bryce Harper friendly. He hasn't made an all-star team since he joined the Phillies. I know he's injured, but he wasn't injured his first year with the Phillies when he hit 260. He hasn't been a top five MVP candidate since 2015. He was 22 years old then.
Yeah.
He is a average MLB player. Again, I know there's a lot of health concerns, but his...
No, he's well above an average MLB player. Come on.
In what way?
Dude... They'd be 14 games above first place if they didn't have the worst bullpen in the history of the sport.
He hits 271 and he's got 10 home runs. So
yeah, this year he hurt his back, but his WAR is pretty high.
He hit 268 with 13 home runs last year. He doesn't hit for average. He hits for decent power. I don't know. I mean, unless there's something I'm missing.
McLovin, you have to admit that there's a lot more style than substance with Bryce Harper. The past few years, there's always style.
You know, it's his hair and
the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. But you know that meme with the dog and the fire? That's Bryce Harper on the Phillies right now. They're having huge meltdown. Like, they want to fire the manager. He hasn't had a guy on base in about 4 months. They have a lot of problems. Bryce Harper is never considered one of them.
He chose to go there.
Yeah, no, I know. But they have these weird things going on that are like, kind of out of control. The whole team is like a state of fire right there. And like Harper is only one of many.
Well, why is it that the Angels aren't very good consistently, but Mike Trout is really good consistently?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a better player, of course. I mean, there's no doubt about it now.
Okay, but this used to be a discussion here.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper has more style than substance there.
That kid was right, too. Bryce Harper can't stay healthy. There's something going on there. But nobody stays healthy. Trout's out for 6 months, isn't he?
Yeah, I know. He'll probably still finish in the top five.
Probably second MVP.
Ohtani.
By the way, not being as good as Mike Trout, that's not the worst indictment. That's pretty good.
I know, but people get caught up in how you do it. Not exactly what you're doing, but how you're doing it. Like, man, that guy is exciting. Yes, there are guys who are exciting, but that doesn't mean they're better than guys who aren't as exciting. Shohei Ohtani, to me, is exciting because those home runs sound different. The fact that he's pitching, you're seeing somebody that size, that speed. I mean, we think Mike Trout is, you know, an anomaly here.
Is it?
Like, he's a unicorn. Shohei Ohtani is the unicorn.
I could tell you why they are both exciting, but I'm going to tell you after the break.
Wow, that's a tease. And we got a limerick coming up.
That's a lot of stuff to tease.
Todd has got a limerick based off last night's Clippers-Suns game.
Is there enough time to get to all this?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to have the time to get everything in, but I'm going to try. Take a break. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton, including include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
By the way, McLovin, Bryce Harper has 11 home runs this year.
Yep, all solo shots.
All solo home runs. 13 home runs of the last 13 home runs, all solo home runs.
He literally never comes up with a guy.
No one's ever on base when he comes up.
Have you seen the Phillies? Those guys could get on base if their life depended. I'll tell you why Harper and Ohtani are so exciting.
Okay.
Lefty home run hitters are the most exciting thing in baseball. Ken Griffey was always 1,000 times more exciting than A-Rod.
Not wrong.
Okay.
Just that stroke. I don't know what it is. It's
Barry Bonds, left-handed. Babe Ruth, left-handed. Lou Gehrig, left-handed. Willie McCovey.
Mike Trout's got an A-Rod feel to him, right?
No, he's real.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, as far as we know.
Yeah, as far as we know. All right. The limerick, Todd. Here we go.
Here we go. Clippers over Suns, okay. Game 5.
Okay, here's Todd Fritz's limerick.
The Suns had a home chance to clinch. But the Clippers, they just wouldn't flinch. Lose boy survive one more day. Series heads back to L.A. thanks to playoff P in a pinch.
All right. I like it.
Thank you.
Well done. Clean, to the point, and well done.
Forgettable?
He's got to get that in.
You just move right out of your life. You know, it doesn't stay in you.
Is this new to you?
It's not like a dark comedy. You know, sometimes you see one of those dark comedies, and it stays in my head from all night.
I mean,
you just move right on with your life.
You get a compliment, but that doesn't mean everybody gives you a compliment.
Right.
That's all. It keeps you humble, Todd.
It certainly does.
Like, how many times in the show's history have you said to me, hey, great show?
Rarely, and when I did, it was usually after you said something complimentary to me, and then I felt the need to follow up with something back.
Did you say good job with the Pippen interview yesterday?
I did. I'm pretty sure I did. I know I did. I didn't say it in those words. I didn't say like good job with the Scottie Pippen interview. There was some kind of chemistry there. Maybe a nod and a wink or something. But I know there was some kind of acknowledgement when you came out the door.
Just
I know
say
that. I
don't remember. No.
Because
just
it's not
say,
true. I know I said something. I don't remember exactly how I worded it.
Say
That's no. just mean because that's not fair.
Well, based on your history of 19 years together, and I'm going to guess less than 10 times you've said, hey, great show.
This is what happens. You're a victim of your own success. It's expected. You know, so
you're the best booker in the business. Should I say anything? You're the best booker in the business, right? I shouldn't say anything.
Whatever I may or may not have said to you yesterday probably came after you said, good job getting Scottie Pippen on the show. And then I felt the need to serve one back to you.
You gave me a nod.
I'm very phony.
Is that what it is?
I think it was a wink and a nod.
A wink and a nod.
And a tip of my cap, and I said, yeah, there you go. It's another
that
one
sounds like a lyric right movies. There, with a wink and a nod and a tip of the...
I should jot that down. My name is Todd. We can do that.
Well, no. I think there's an album by... Is it Rod Stewart or Faces? A wink is as good as a nod to a blind man? I think that's...
Interesting.
I think that's the name of the album. A wink's as good as a nod to a blind man.
Genius.
Thank you, Todd. Did you have something, McLovin, that you were going to unveil?
I gave you that, Levin. I already gave it to you, but I'm miserable right now. How am I stuck defending Bryce Harper? That's that caller's fault. How did that guy get through?
He joined your team.
I know, but now you're right. The numbers aren't great, but I feel like I have to defend him. I feel like, you know how when a guy's on your team?
Well, speaking of left-handers, Ben Simmons.
He I do not defend.
Do you realize?
Because he's a right-hander.
Left-handers, when they shoot, always look more pure than a right-handed shooter. Just something about it. Ben Simmons is putting that to the test. Yeah. Like, you just see certain left-handers and you go, man, that looks pretty coming out of their hand. But with Ben Simmons, if he goes right-handed, then, you know, that'll take him out of this whole left-handed equation. Yes, McLean.
But we have good news. Apparently, the Timberwolves want him badly. Was that the word?
I saw the report where... somebody said, reaching out to a source with the Timberwolves, they say, how bad do you want Ben Simmons? Badly. I thought that might describe his shooting. How's he shooting? Badly. Yes, Paul.
Is Simmons not playing the Olympics for Australia?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be, they said he's doing it so he could work on a game. Wouldn't it be great for him to be the alpha for the yes. Australian basketball team and spend the whole summer as a focal point of a team where he has to be the man?
Yes.
I would think that would be good training.
That's what I thought, that you get your confidence by being the go-to guy for the Australian Olympic team. That is, unless he's not going to be the best player. McLovin, yes.
You know that commercial, that phone commercial where the line cuts out and the person gets confused and the woman shows up at the costume party? That person called the T-Wolf source and said, what do you think of Ben Simmons shooting? And they said, badly, and they got all confused.
They left out badly. Like, you know, they didn't hear what do you think of Ben's shooting? What do you think of Ben Simmons? Badly.
He shoots badly.
Yes. Todd, what'd you learn today?
John Rahm sometimes has a song in his head before hitting a shot, which has included, since he's a new dad, Baby Shark.
McLovin.
John Rahm wearing the dad bod t-shirt.
I liked it. Seton.
Yeah, John Rahm's a good dude. Good interview.
And Paulie?
Lots of people don't like Chris Mannix.
What we learned brought to you, we didn't learn that. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans. They go far beyond from their customization options. Cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans are built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go that extra mile. Taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Thanks for the emails, tweets, phone calls, all-around support. We'll do it again tomorrow, right here on the Dan Patrick Show. Have a great day. One more item as we close out the show, Simply Safe Home Security. They've been doing this for 15 years now. In fact, their founders, Chad and Eleanor Lawrence, they designed their first security system. They were in their kitchen, and they did it for a great reason, a personal reason. Their friends just had their home broken into, and they were struggling to find a security system that was simple to set up, but it would make them feel safe again. And it's a passion to protect people that not only drives every engineering detail in the products, but it also motivates them. Interaction with their customers, you're going to hear a voice on the other end. When you need help, Simply Safe is there for you. Customize your system, simplysafedan.com. Highly trained security experts, ready whenever you need them. Fire, burglary, medical emergency, even setting up the system, which you do. You don't need an electrician. You can do it yourself. Learn more. Simplysafedan.com. Customize your system. Get a free security camera, 60-day risk-free trial. Nothing to lose. Simply Safe Dan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.